Coming up on show 102, I've got not one but two brand new all-electric BMWs to bring you, the i4 and the iX. Stick around, I've got the details. On today's show, we'll look at the luxury SUV, the iX. 300 miles, 80 grand, and a lot of car for a lot of money. And then a car that'll sell better. It's in that segment around the Tesla Model 3. It is the 4 Series, the i4. Again, all electric, really impressive charging, really impressive range on these cars. Going to find out all the details if you stick around. Well, morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, Thursday, 3rd of June. My name is Martin Lee. I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. By the way, if you get any value out of this podcast, a little reminder, you can always check out the Patreon. No pressure, haven't got to. You're more than welcome to listen to this show for free. In fact, you may notice a few ads, helps keep us head above water. But if you want an ad-free feed, that's what our Patreon supporters at every level get access to. So today we have new all-electric BMWs to talk about. We're going to start with big and then we're going to go mainstream. The big one, I mean, neither of these cars are in my budget, let's face it. The big one, BMW's iX. 300 miles, 80 grand, and the German automaker announcing that when it goes on sale early next year, at least in the US, the new EV's price tag will exceed $80,000. That puts the iX squarely in Tesla Model X territory and leaves open the possibility that it may dethrone the Falcon-winged EV as the luxury electric SUV of choice for some consumers. But let's face it, it's also going to be going up against the likes of the Audi e-tron and the e-tron GT, the Jaguar I-Pace. I've had one. They're really nice. Mercedes-Benz EQC when it hits BMW dealerships, and it will get to those at least in North America early 2022. According to The Verge, that BMW's iX will start at $83,200. So, yeah, it's a bit of a smidge over $80,000. And that is for a version called the xDrive 50. Now, xDrive is just the name that they use with their electrified vehicles, plug-in hybrids, etc. So that's the iX 50, when pre-orders for the SUV begin this summer. Now, 80 grand gets you all electric, big battery, all-wheel drive, lots of car, loads of room, 516 horsepower, and 0 to 62 miles an hour, that's 0 to 100 Ks, in 4.6 seconds. It continues to amaze me, the amount of performance you can get out of these huge EVs, like a smaller family sedan, saloon, I understand, but these massive cars like the Model X, e-tron, I-Pace, now the BMW iX, like 4 and a bit seconds is crazy. BMW says the iX will have 300 miles of EPA range, but of course that's not official yet. Testing hasn't been done. BMW is planning a more powerful version, though. As if that wasn't enough, they're going to badge it with their M brand. This is the M60, so you can either go the xDrive 50 or the M60, and that brings 600 horsepower, and in fact more. The first all-electric car from BMW's M division. Now, the 50 uses the fifth generation eDrive platform. You'll hear me talk about it on this podcast and BMW using their what we call fifth generation platform, 400 volt battery pack. And there's a couple of battery sizes on this, but at least the US is going to get a big battery on both of those, the 50 or the 60. That is 111.5 kilowatt hours gross. In other words, the whole battery, but you get to use 106 kilowatt hours of it, or 106.3. And that's because they limit the cell voltage, so you can't overcharge it, undercharge it. Gives you a little bit, we call it a buffer. It just means that 100% on the dashboard isn't really 100%, but it's good for battery longevity and safety and heat management and many other things as well. The iX will charge at almost 200 kilowatts. And again, if you're looking for the absolute blazing best at the moment, you're looking at the Taycan or the e-tron GT with, you know, charging peaking at 270. And then you've got the Korean cars coming out at the end of this year. The Hyundai, the Kia, they're going to charge at 230 kilowatts. So this is right up there, 200 kilowatts. It, you know, it doesn't get the world record in terms of production car charging, but heck, it's so fast. Because when you put it into real world terms, it's about the charging curve. And again, if you're new to this podcast, I can see the stats going up. I can see people coming in to learn about EVs. When a EV battery, when a lithium-ion battery is empty, It can take a lot of charge very quickly, and if you've got good management to dissipate the heat, I sometimes use the example of a bucket, which I know people don't like me using, but if you've got an empty bucket, you can put a hose pipe into it on absolute full blast, and it'll fill the bucket up. But when you're just getting almost to the very top of the bucket, you don't want the hose pipe on full blast. You want to just drip, 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 just make sure you don't spill over the top. That's how I explain it anyway. So you turn up with a low state of charge, the iX will take 200 kilowatts, that gives you 90 miles of range in less than 10 minutes. Filling the battery to 80% is less than 40 minutes, according to inverse.com. BMW has partnered with EVgo, big charging network in America, to give you your account status and the charger status all within the BMW app. So it's a very native experience. You stay in the BMW app, it'll show you the EVgo network, it'll show you whether those charges are free, and you can even get some credit for free as well for buying the car. The xDrive 40 appears to be European only. If you can find anything differently, correct me, let me know on the email or in the comments, because I couldn't find any mention from BMW of America of the xDrive 40, but the European press release talks about it. The xDrive 40, obviously, is a smaller battery with less power. That has 240 kilowatts of output, and in Germany starts at 77 grand, whereas in Germany, the xDrive 50 has 385 kilowatts and starts at 98,000 euros. So the UK pricing, I do have that, it starts at 69. So again, the smaller battery, the xDrive 40, starts at 69,000 on the road. Market launch is 2022, like I mentioned, for the US. Here in Europe, or at least in the UK, I know the UK is definitely deliveries in November, and I imagine that's going to be coordinated probably with their home market of Germany and other European countries too. It says electrive.com, the high voltage system of the 40 has a much smaller battery, 71 kilowatt hours usable, not 106.3 from a gross of 76.6 kilowatt hours. What's interesting, actually, is BMW published the charge curves for their batteries today. So we know the peak power is 200, and actually it's 150 for the small battery. But also, we can see what in the real world what it's like. Now, if you go to 80% charge on a charger that is able to supply enough power, you will get there on the big battery at an average over that charge curve of 10 to 80% of 126 kilowatts. And let me assure you, that's really, really good, because some cars start really fast, but then slow down really quickly. And they're like, well, okay, well, I got peak charge speed for a minute, but now it's gone slow. Whereas it doesn't. Has quite a good charge curve, about 35 minutes to get to 80%. The smaller battery is an average of 96 kilowatts to get to 80%. Again, really, really good. What about regen in this car? Well, it is ready to rock and roll. Maximum regen, 208 kilowatts going back into the battery, which is just mega if you need full regen. Top speed limited to 200 kilometers an hour. Towing is really good. Now, for the Nordic countries, so Sweden, Norway, Denmark, etc., towing is very important in Northern Europe. 2,500 kilograms is actually way better than the Model X, so it'll tow a big trailer as well. Again, very important for some markets. The BMW iX will inevitably be compared to the Cadillac Lyriq, the e-tron, maybe the Mach-E, possibly the Model Y, if you spec that up. And CNET did a comparison. All five vehicles put the battery in the floor. Everything apart from that, though, is different. BMW's iX has 300 miles of range from its usable capacity. The Lyriq is aiming for 100 kilowatt hour battery pack, and the Model Y has a much smaller battery, but does more with it. So 75 kilowatt hours, but over 300 miles of range. Now, again, real world, in terms of Tesla drivers getting that range, the EPA promised range doesn't always happen, but that does mean that the battery is way lighter in the Model Y, and that has its benefits for efficiency. Says CNET.com, BMW's iX leaves the other SUVs in the electric market in the dust when it comes to the power output. Not comparing it to the Model X, but the other cars here, with the dual motors and almost 600 horsepower, it is certainly very, very powerful. And that is our first BMW that I'm bringing you today. But wait, don't go anywhere, as I think infomercials would say, because there's more. Next, we have a car that is arguably more important because it'll sell more in a more popular mainstream automotive segment. And that is the executive saloon sedan of the BMW 4 Series, otherwise known as the i4. Stick around, I got all the details to give you on today's podcast. Stay there. So, let's talk about the BMW i4. Summing up the importance of this car, Engadget says, as BMW's electrified 4 Series model, the i4 is a linchpin for the company's future, running on the same platform as the iX I've just talked about. So they really do place this as a hugely important car. And look, I've got to be honest, I mean, the 4 Series anyway, with its liftback or hatchback boot, swoopy styling, just for me, hits all the right notes in terms of, you know, I know it's subjective, in styling. BMW's i4 is the electric version of that. Fully electric, a 4 Series Grand Coupe is a great place to start, and it looks so great. Great specs as well for an electric car. When you think about the underpinnings that it's on, it's, you know, it can have a combustion version or plug-in hybrid or full electric. So in that way, they've done really well with it. In the US, the i4 Grand Tourer will be sold in two trims. The lower powered rear wheel drive variant, because, you know, save some money, no front motor, it's a BMW. You want to get the rear end out sometimes, so it's rear wheel drive, and there's going to be a more powerful all-wheel drive model as well. According to Inside EVs, the eDrive 40, again, that's the name they've given it, the i4 40, gets one motor, rear axle, 335 horsepower, which is still really good, and a rear-mounted, electrically excited synchronous motor. It sprints 0 to 62 miles an hour, 0 to 100 k's, 5.7 seconds. Top speed, 118 miles an hour, that's 190 k's. This will be the longest range i4 they sell. EPA range expected again over 300 on a single charge. Starting price of this one, much more competitive, again, out of my price range, but $55,000. There is a more powerful version as well. Just like we had with the iX earlier, this is the M Series M50. The performance driver's choice, all-wheel drive, 536 horsepower in a much smaller car than the iX. So again, in that luxury executive saloon sedan segment, 536 horsepower is just mega. It's off the charts. It's so much power for a car this size. BMW claims it'll do 0 to 62 miles an hour, 0 to 100 k's, in 3.9 seconds. And its top speed is higher than its smaller batteried brother, I should say, 140 miles an hour, not 118, which is 225 kilometers an hour. And yes, 3.9 seconds is bested by a Model 3 Performance, but frankly, if you're going 0 to 60 in 3 point anything and you're trying to compare those two, it's just willy waving in the gym changing rooms. My one's bigger than your one. Look, ultimately, at the end of the day, that's plenty quick enough. But hey, if you want to fight between Tesla and BMW fans, you go for it. I'm staying out of it. There's a heat pump as well, which BMW are really proud of in the BMW i4. They say that very low ambient temperatures, again, many of these cars are sold in very cold climates. The heat pump is necessary. I really hope it's standard. Please, BMW, don't make it an option. Please, please make it standard. Come on. A pair of powerful continuous flow heaters. It's 9 kilowatts of heating power on each of those, and that ensures thermal comfort on par with any BMW, conventionally powered or not, but still very efficient. The latest version of the heat pump makes use of ambient heat and heat from the dehumidification, as well as heat that would be wasted from the motors. BMW very proud in how much work they've put into this very efficient heat pump and scavenging heat and energy in order to use it wisely. Let's talk about BMW's current software instead of the current iDrive setup. If you're familiar with that, latest generation, very, very good. BMW has gone even bigger. Rather than two screens, they've gone for the giant panel. Now, it starts behind the steering wheel, goes all the way across, almost to the driver's passenger side, rather. Single piece of glass. Behind it, two separate digital screens, but one big piece of glass. It's curved. It aims towards the driver, which makes you feel like more sporty anyway, when the driver feels like things are aimed at her or him. The driver's display is similar to the gauges that you'll see in existing Beamers, featuring more futuristic graphics, though. A new user interface, more functionality, great graphics, and a new menu system, according to BMW blog. BMW added Apple and Google Maps to the head-up display as well. So good that it's got, you know, it maintains wireless AirPlay and Android Auto, but it also beams it onto the head-up display, so your eyes haven't got to leave the road to see your directions. The hatchback is a feature of the 4 Series Grand Tourers, and customers love that, one of the reasons they buy it over a 3 Series, I reckon. Both cars get 81.5 kilowatt hours of usable energy. So this is not a case of different battery sizes like the iX was earlier, but two versions, but one battery, 81.5. That's 84 gross, by the way. High voltage battery has four modules, 72 cells each, and three 12-cell modules. The i4 can charge also at up to 200 kilowatts, same powertrain, really, as what we talked about earlier. And at that speed, because the i4 is lighter, more efficient, it will actually add 102 miles of range in 10 minutes, rather than the iX adding 90 miles of range in the same time. There's dynamic air suspension. It's a driver's machine, so you can load up the boot with a bunch of suitcases or whatever, and the air suspension will keep the whole car flat. 20-inch wheels or 18 inches as standard, acoustic glazing, very luxurious, Harman Kardon sound system, 16 speakers, autonomous features like lane keep assist that work up to 125 miles an hour. Yeah, at that speed, I'm keeping my hands on the wheel and driving myself. Thanks. Not that I don't trust any of these systems. Auto Express drove a prototype and they seemed very impressed. Mid-sized saloons are where the customer base is for BMW traditionally, so the fully electric i4 has a big job to do and the chance to attract significant people into the BMW ecosystem of electric cars. The i4 appeals with astonishing steering precision, says Auto Express, and smooth handling when they drove the prototype. And despite being 2 tons, was very little body roll. The ultra-low centre of gravity comes into play. It's even lower than a 3 Series. It's 53 millimetres, 5 centimetres lower than a 3 Series, says Auto Express. The entire underside of the car is fared in for maximum aero, and there's no exhaust, so a big diffuser at the back. Electrive got hold of the UK pricing for us, BMW naming the pricing of the i4. The eDrive 40 starts at £52,000 on the road, and yeah, it's more expensive now than the threshold for the car grant, so no assistance financially on that, it's the price you pay. And the M50 is £64,000 on the road. Market launch, you can get that from summer, and you get your cars in November. The US starts at $56,000 for the rear-wheel drive version, and $67,000 for the all-wheel drive hot M50. But of course, there is the federal tax credit on that. So I'm guessing if you're buying a 60 grand car, you've probably got $7,500 of tax to pay next year. So you get at least, you know, a discount on your tax bill. Let's talk about this car versus the Model 3. Well,
Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Sometimes my watch just goes off mid-record. What can I do? The BMW i4 versus the Model 3. i4's dimensions, as we noted previously, are exactly the same as the Model 3. 188 inches long, 73 inches wide, 57 inches high, wheelbase of 112 inches. And the Model 3 is shorter. I should point that out. It's got a little stubby nose. The i4 has a long nose that you would put in a combustion car to fit the engine, but otherwise the dimensions are a Model 3. The i4 does look longer though to the eye because it is, says Brian Wong at Green Car Reports. I only had a chance to play with the software setup for a few moments, he says, but it's ready for prime time. It's instantaneous, menu structure is intuitive, and it's fair to assume that the new system is even better than the existing excellent iDrive 7. The final comparison was done by CNET, who pitched it against the Kia EV6. Not sure why they didn't mention the Ioniq. That's a whole different debate. 5, the Polestar 2, and the Model 3. Now, CNET looked at the comparisons. Every i4 has that 83.9 kilowatt hour battery and will do around 300 miles range for the rear-wheel drive, less for the all-wheel drive. Kia's EV6 doesn't have range estimates right now, but the Polestar 2, we know, will do around 230 miles on EPA, and the Model 3 performance is the best of the lot, 315. But again, real world and Tesla, it's hard to always hit those numbers. So I think this i4 is ballpark with 300 miles, if I can get to that real world, is doing really, really well. Kia's EV6, of course, does have that big advantage of charging an 800-volt architecture, which isn't always, by the way, a bigger number isn't better with voltage, but that does mean that you can add 70 miles of charge in 5 minutes at peak speeds. Again, not everyone turns up with an empty battery. Some people get to a charger with 20 or 30%. But anyway, if you do, you can add a ton of range, 70 miles range in over 100 Ks in 5 minutes, which is impressive. The BMW, though, isn't far off. That will add 90 miles of range in 10 minutes. And again, get to 80% in around half an hour with that 200 kilowatt charge speed, but also really good charge curve. So, my goodness me, two amazing electric cars. We've seen both of these cars before, by the way. Oh, we've seen them, but we didn't have all the details on them. And I just, you know, I love any day where we get to talk about new electric cars coming to the market. It's brilliant. I love competition. I love the new cars. I love digging into them. I can't wait to see the test drives as well. Now, what do you think? I'm always keen to hear your feedback and get your take on it. So email me hello@evnewsdaily.com. Same address for question of the week with emobilitynorway.com. This week we're asking you about workplace charging. So in your situation, as we hopefully get back to work after COVID, and by that I mean the office or your place of work, what charging do you want, need, and think there should be at workplaces of all the various kinds? Email me your thoughts. I'll read them out on Sunday. hello@evnewsdaily.com. As always, it means a huge amount to talk to you about the various things in EV worlds. You can do that on socials. Best place is probably Twitter, where I spend most of my time. I'm at EV News Daily. You can come along and follow the channel. I try not to spam you on there as well, but the interesting news gets covered on my Twitter feed. And if you want, you can have a check of the Patreon. So that's patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. And it would be good to have a look at that if you want, but no pressure. Premium partners are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, nationalcarcharging.com and alohacharge.com, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and of course, Jan at emobilitynorway.com. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.